Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Thursday edition of the show as we kick off hour number one. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
As always, the toll-free number is available for you to bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where everything on our website is totally free. News coming out of New Hampshire to start things out tonight. Not so good news, actually. I've suggested in the past this idea about cop watch. It is not an original idea on my part. It's something that's being done in a few cities around the country. The basic concept is simple. People that are concerned about the police taking cameras, video cameras, and arriving on the scene at locations where the police are and taping.
Right.
Just to make sure that they're behaving.
Well, the only news that you get as far as cops being out of control is the news that's videotaped. The rest of it just doesn't go anywhere.
Yep.
Even an audio tape just lays there.
Sure.
News does not care unless there's video involved.
Well, because who are you going to believe? The person making the claims or the police?
And a lot of our news is delivered on television, and if you've got video for television, it's going to get some airtime. If you don't have video, it's just some talking head talking about it.
Well, this guy has video. He's from Nashua. City man is charged. This is from NashuaTelegraph.com. City man charged with violating state wiretap laws by recording a detective on his home security camera while the detective was investigating the man's sons. Michael Gannon, age 49, was arrested Tuesday night after he brought a video to the police station to try to file a complaint against Detective Andrew Carlos, according to Gannon's wife, Janet, and police reports filed in the Nashua District Court. Police instead arrested Mr. Gannon, charging him with two felony counts of violating the state's eavesdropping and wiretap law by using an electronic device to record Detective Carlos without his consent.
On his own property?
On his own property.
Well, I'm sorry, Detective Carlos is just out of luck as far as I'm
concerned. No, he's not. Doesn't matter what you think, because the law says in New Hampshire that, and it's similar in many other states, that you have to apparently not only inform the individual that they're being taped, but get their consent.
That's ridiculous.
That they're being taped.
It's ridiculous in this case.
The Gannon's son, Sean, 18 years old, charged with resisting detention and disorderly conduct. His wife also cited for disorderly conduct. Janet says the family plans to hire a lawyer and expects to sue the police department. The couple's 15-year-old son was also arrested and charged as a juvenile in an unrelated robbery case. According to police reports, the Gannons installed a video and audio recording system at their home, a four-unit building, to monitor the front door and the parking areas, family members told police. They installed cameras about 2 years ago, buying the system at Walmart. According to reports filed in court, they've owned the property for the past 3 years. Janet spoke with the Telegraph by phone on Wednesday before going to bail out her husband. She said they installed the system in response to crime in their neighborhood and at their house. And again, they've got a four-unit facility, so they're also doing it to keep their tenants safe, I would presume.
Well, now, the thing is the way it seems presented to me is that they violated the law by recording him, not by bringing the recording to the police station and saying, you know, I've got a complaint.
That's correct.
Not by presenting it, but by, in fact, recording.
By doing the recording.
So, essentially, the law says you can't have video of your property. You can't do video surveillance of your property, be it business or home.
Essentially, that's what it says, although, as somebody had pointed out on the NHtree.com forums, if you did post signage that said something to the effect of, if you come on this property, you'll be consenting to being recorded, or if you come into this house, you're consenting to being recorded. That way, they're giving their consent by coming onto your property. That might be one way to get around this. But then also, what if the individual's blind? What if they can't see your message? If you post a big sign in the parking lot that says you're consenting to being recorded by being here, what about the blind man that comes into your parking lot?
It's true.
Yeah. So it's just a bad situation. And unfortunately, there are laws like this on the books all across America. In many cases, if you have a phone tap device, if you have the ability to record a phone call like we do here in the studio, obviously, and you bring somebody on the line and you're recording them without their knowledge, let alone consent, that's illegal in, I think, most states in the union. And I think that's pretty outrageous, personally. I really think that's outrageous. I think that at all times, people should be aware that their conversations may be recorded.
Well,
And I think it's silly for people to expect the law to protect them in this
way. I'm not sure I do. Now, for instance, say, you know that we both disagree on this particular, these laws, but let's say that I was making some kind of deal to purchase marijuana and I was tapped and recorded. Mm-hmm. I don't think that should be used against me unless in court unless I have consented to that recording.
The police shouldn't be able to use that against you.
Okay. Well, it seems fair to me that because the government, what you do for the cops, you should be able to do for individuals, and I don't see...
No, I think that you should have a right... You have a right to privacy from the government.
I see.
But if you're on the phone with me, and I want to record that call without your knowledge, I should be free to do that. I'm not the government, and you're on my phone line talking to me. If I have a device on my side that allows me to record, just as you could have a device on your side
right. That
allows you to record, everybody should always be aware of this. Same thing with people on their phones. It's illegal to listen to a conversation. For instance, if you have a scanner with the ability to decode cell phone conversations, very difficult. I mean, it's not easy to get that equipment, but it's out there. In fact, 10 years ago, you could flip a scanner on, scan around up in the 49 megahertz band, and listen to anybody in your neighborhood who had a portable phone.
Yeah.
I mean, it was that easy. In fact, there are probably still a lot of people that have these older-style portable phones that even if you flipped on the scanner today, scan between 46 and 49 megahertz, you'll pick them up.
Yeah.
You'll hear your neighbors talking about everything from their sexual encounters, cheating on the husband or wife, listening to them talking about doing drugs. I mean, you'll hear arguments.
I think you'll probably hear more boring crap than anything.
You'd be surprised what you'll hear your neighbors talking about. Not that I've done anything like that. 1-800-259-9231. So I think as long as you are if you're engaged in communication, always be aware that there's a chance somebody is listening. Regardless of whether or not it's legal, there's still always that chance somebody's listening. It's just that the law won't allow that type of evidence to be admitted in court. So even though you're on your cell phone and the law so-called protects you from having people listening to you, you could still be monitored.
Sure.
It's just that they can't go and charge you with any crimes as a result of that. Well, in this case, the reason why they installed the video system was because they had two break-ins. One guy came up the stairs and started beating on my husband. We called the cops. Another time, somebody broke into a camper on their property, and an officer suggested that they were too rich for the neighborhood, and they should move. The security cameras record sound and audio directly onto a video cassette recorder inside the home, and the Gannons did post warnings about the system. On Tuesday night, Michael Gannon brought the video cassette to the police department and asked to speak with someone in public relations, according to his wife. Gannon wanted to lodge a complaint about Detective Carlos, who'd showed up to the family's house while investigating their sons. They said he showed up late at night, was rude, and then refused to leave when they asked him to.
Hmm.
Quote, "He was just very smart-mouthed. He put his foot in the door, and my husband said, 'Excuse me, I did not invite you in. Please leave.'" Which is the correct thing to say.
Right.
In this case, the cops do not have the ability to just storm into your home just because they want to ask you a few questions.
Right.
And you, as the homeowner, the castle doctrine that your home is your castle, you, and it's, of course, becoming less and less over time as the Supreme Court continues to whittle away at the Fourth Amendment. But nonetheless, there are still a few, pillars of that castle standing. And you have the ability to consent to the extent that you would like the police in your home. So, for instance, if a cop comes and says, Mark, I'd like to talk to you about your son. And you say, okay, well, come on in.
They're lost.
Well, you could say, come on in, that's fine. What did little Billy do? Come on in, you can sit down here in my living room. Oh, no, I didn't say you could go to the bathroom. I didn't say you could go in the back of the house. You can stay right there. It's kind of like a vampire. You can. Well, I guess a vampire, you either let them in and then they can come into your house.
I don't really know how it works with vampires.
You can set rules. You can set the parameters around where the cops can and can't go in your house, unless they have a warrant, in which case they'll do whatever they want.
Right.
But if you decide that it's time for the police to leave, then you can tell them to go. In this case, he wouldn't leave. And then after the police arrested Gannon's sons, they secured the house, told her and her sister-in-law they had to stay out of it from around 8:45 till about 4 a.m. on Wednesday. Police said they were waiting to get a warrant to search the house. They were waiting for a warrant to seize the cameras and the tapes in my house because they said having the cameras was against the law. They're security cameras.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
More on the way. 800-259-9231. How do you feel about the laws on the books about recording conversations, about recording situations, especially on your own property? 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You get to bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And as always, you can join us online. freetalklive.com is a place to be. We've got all kinds of stuff on our website. And it's all totally free. Archives. In fact, an entire year's worth of shows right there on the front page of the site for your downloading convenience. They cost you all of zero. nothing for free. Go and get them on the house, freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. So, the Free State, of course, has been chosen as New Hampshire. That's where the Free State Project is moving to.
And that's where the Free Talk Live is moving to.
That's correct. And it is the Live Free or Die State. There's a series of reasons why New Hampshire was chosen. Not having, for instance, an income tax, you know, a personal income tax. Also, no sales tax. Those are two of the big reasons, obviously. But the state generally has sort of a, you know, they have that Live Free or Die mindset.
You know, one of the things that I like best is that there's a 400 people in the House of Representatives in New Hampshire.
Right.
And it's a really small state, which means that there's you're very well represented, and 400 people, it's hard to get them to come to consensus on things.
So they don't pass a lot of stuff.
Right. There's fewer laws passed there, I would imagine.
That much is true. However, it's not utopia. It's not perfect.
No.
There's a lot of work that needs to be done to get it to being the freest state in the world, and we're going to do that. And one of the things we're going to have to overcome is somehow dealing with these corrupt, dangerous police departments that we have. Now, to be fair, it doesn't seem as though the police are as bad in New Hampshire as they are, say, down in the South. As you may recall, we played just some harrowing audio of a man being beaten in Tennessee by five police officers, beaten within an inches of his life
now,
over drug sales.
You know, I think that you're going to find corrupt people in police everywhere.
I think so, too. But you just don't hear. I just don't hear as much bad stories coming out of New Hampshire, though we are talking about one of them now. A man named Michael Gannon was arrested by the police when he went to try and file a complaint. Now, we've seen an undercover study done here in Florida of police departments. You remember this one where the guy with the undercover camera, he went from department to department to department to actually try and file a complaint to see what the process was like? Well, he actually discovered that there was no complaint form in a lot of these police departments down here in Florida. But this guy, Mr. Gannon, when he went to try and file a complaint, he had evidence. It wasn't just him talking trash about one of the officers.
Right, he had video.
He had videotape of the officer being very rude, refusing to leave his home when he specifically requested that he leave. Again, he had no warrant to be there. He was just there asking questions about their son, Mr. Gannon's son. And so this guy was tired of talking to the police officer. He asked the cop to leave. He stuck his foot in the door and refused to leave. And so he had video footage of all this. Took it down to the police department. He figured he'd do the right thing. You know, this cop's out of line.
Yeah.
He needs to be, I guess, punished somehow or verbally reprimanded.
Yeah. I mean, what else do you do? When you've got a complaint about the police, to whom do you go?
The police, I guess. I don't know. And so he tried to go and give them this evidence. Then they arrested him. Why? Well, because there's a law against actually taping somebody in New Hampshire. It's just everybody. It's not just the cops. It's everybody. There's a law against taping somebody without their consent.
Well, it's a bad law because I should be able to do anything on my property I want as far as video goes. I mean, I should be able to surveil my property with video.
Absolutely.
And if you happen to wander onto my property and therefore get surveilled, well, I shouldn't need your signature on a consent form notarized by the gal down at the bank. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, basically it's a law against having a home surveillance.
It's a law
crazy.
Against any and all surveillance, and I think that
it effectively stops having home video surveillance. It stops it.
I think that you should also be able to have a video camera on your person. And walk into a store, for instance. You know how they do those undercover video operations on television where they'll hide a camera on someone and have them go into a store and get really shoddy customer service,
right.
And then they'll reveal it on the news. Now, they can do that. They can get away with that because they will blur out the faces of the individuals that were recorded. That way, you can't identify, for instance, who it was or, you know, where it was, that sort of thing. And if they get consent, then they can show it. But I'm tired of this. Why can't I have the freedom to record what's going on near my person? Why do I have to have somebody's consent?
Yeah.
I think it's absolutely disgusting. Well, just a few more details on the Gannon case. The police officer, the detective in this case, he went to their home at 11:30 at night. What's that all about?
We do have police work 24 hours a day, and perhaps he, you know, wanted to... Maybe he was checking up on something.
If somebody comes to my house at night and says that they're the police,
right.
I'll tell them, here's my phone number.
The very least that I'm going to shoot them with is a camera.
Well, I mean, they're going to be outside of the house. I'm not going to shoot somebody because they knocked on the door.
But
you knocked on my door at 11:30 at night, I'm going to say, look, who is this? The police. Open up. Yeah, that's okay. Give me a call. We'll schedule an appointment. And you can talk to me then.
Yep. With my attorney in tow.
Yeah, exactly. So he shows up at 11:30 at night, then, and again, showed up at 7 o'clock the next night. Carlos was investigating their 15-year-old son with a June 21st mugging outside of Margarita's restaurant, for which two other teens have already been charged.
15 years old mugging? Ugh.
The boy's also charged with possessing a handgun stolen 3 years ago in Vermont and resisting detention. The boy wasn't home when Carlos went there, and the Gannons were so-called uncooperative regarding his whereabouts, the police reported. Gannons felt police were just harassing the family, according to the mother in the family. There were six cops in my yard, she said. My husband was very upset. How many cops does it take to talk to a 15-year-old? I wouldn't think it would take more than one or two. The reason
seems like
why
the right number.
Why do you send six cops after a 15-year-old?
He's armed?
Intimidation.
Oh,
come on, he's armed.
I don't know. I couldn't really think of the reason.
15-year-old going down in a blaze of glory.
I
suppose it could happen.
The guns are the great equalizers. A 7-year-old can shoot Mike Tyson.
The detective, Carlos, said he didn't know about the security camera until his second visit when Gannon told him to smile for the camera. Janet said her husband explicitly warned officers of the camera, later adding smile as a joke. She says, I heard him say it. He said, gentlemen, there's a camera right there.
Hmm.
But that's not good enough. Janet told officers she didn't remember her husband warning police about the security camera. That's according to the police. Police reported that Gannon has a history of being verbally abusive towards the police, and that after his arrest, he remarked that the officers were a bunch of corrupt expletives.
Really?
And he's right. They are.
Well, it doesn't
They're
matter what...
dangerous.
It doesn't matter what his opinion on the police are if he has video. Video. That's the problem. They arrested him for taking video of his own house, occurrences that happened on his own property. This is nuts.
There must be somebody out there.
Bad law should be overturned immediately.
But there must be somebody out there that thinks it's a good idea, that thinks that you shouldn't be able to record police officers without their consent. And if you are one of those people, I would like to hear from you. Please explain it to me. 1-800-259-9231, the toll-free number. And, of course, you can always bring up whatever's on your mind. In fact, Mark, coming up, you've got an email about restitution, sort of police-related, because our prison system and our justice system is totally out of whack. People today the criminals have learned that crime does pay, because it's rare that our justice system asks us to pay back the victims. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up. 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Again, toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning, Tom. Oh, you don't look well.
I took your advice about the spoonful of sugar. It didn't give me the energy you said it would.
Spoonful of sugar, right. That's an embarrassing pastime. I'm a changed woman, Tom. I found the products at opcpure.com to be exceptional. They're all natural, energy-giving supplements, restore your body's health, and keeps you going without groggy side effects.
Spoonful of opcpure.com, huh?
Ooh, I love the sound of that. Just a spoonful of opcpure.com helps the energy go up. Pure, unadulterated, raw energy. Go for it.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and as always, you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 1-800-259-9231 is the number. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on our website, totally free, including the bulletin board system. Over 110,000 posts. And 1,200 people plus.
Going up every day.
That's right. It might be even more than 120. Really, I haven't looked in a little while. BBS.freetalklive.com is how you get to it. There's lots of topics, everything from serious issues to fun stuff and everything in between. You'll find it all for free at BBS.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones. This is the show about your calls, so let's talk to Tobiah in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man. Hey, you're on the amplifier line. What's on your mind?
So I just got a job in my college a little recently. As part of my training, I found something that was interesting that I thought I should share with you guys.
Okay.
So as part of my job, I work with the school's databases. I work in admissions. So I'm handling people's, you know, personal information, right?
Got it.
Part of my training is FERPA, which stands for Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act. Seems pretty simple, but it's basically a law that says you cannot reveal any information about a college student. You can only reveal, like, their name and address, or not even address, like, just their name.
When you say you can't reveal that, you mean to somebody who's calling you asking for the information?
Yeah. And the main thing that they're trained about for is that angry parents come in wanting to know their students' grades, and we can't tell them.
I see.
So basically, for an hour, they kept drilling in our heads that we can't tell anyone anything. And then, in the last 5 minutes, they said, all right, now here are the exceptions. Now, besides law enforcement with a subpoena, guess what exception there is?
None.
Military recruiters.
Oh, yes. My God.
Military recruiters can come up and request information freely.
Huh. Figures. And this is at a state college?
No, it's any college. I'm not exactly sure which colleges apply, but mine's a private college, and it still applies.
I would imagine it applies to every college except Hillsdale College in Michigan.
Right, because most colleges aren't really private colleges. They all have some form of government funding that they're accepting, and therefore...
Except for Hillsdale College in Michigan.
Except for Hillsdale College.
Yeah,
therefore, they have to play by the rules.
But I just thought that was really weird that you can't reveal any information except to military recruiters. What's the thinking behind that, besides just blatantly pro-military stuff?
That's all it is. It's just one of those strings that the federal government attaches to college funding. And there's more than that. I mean, there's more rules that the feds attach to it, just like they attach strings to all the money that they hand out to local bureaucracies. If you want the money, then you have to allow military recruiters access to your information. That's all it is, and it's sad. And these colleges could reinstitute privacy if they would just have the wherewithal and the courage to say no to the federal funding. But they won't, because they love the money. Tobiah, any other thoughts for us?
Nope, that's it.
Thanks as always, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231 to Brett in Iowa. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Brett.
Well, I wanted to basically read a little bit of an article that was in the Des Moines Sunday Register. I'm just now getting around to reading it today, but the headline is Drug War's Dirty Little Secret, and the article goes on to talk about the Dallas County Sheriff's Department and how over the past 4 years,
Wait a second. The county's name is Dallas?
Yeah.
If I were king of the world, this is what I would eliminate. Like, they couldn't come up with their own name. They had to steal a name from the biggest city in Texas.
How do you know Dallas didn't steal their name from the county?
I don't care who stole it from whom. Somebody needs to get a clue.
It would not be allowed under Mark's world.
King Mark would not allow that crap.
Czar Mark.
All right. So what about this? What about this article?
Well, apparently, with all the drug stops in the last 4 years, there has been $1.75 million in cash and vehicles that they've seized that have somehow disappeared, that they don't know where they disappeared to.
Really?
Gee,
inefficient bureaucracy going.
I wonder who might have their hands on those cash and vehicles.
I would have no guess. I mean, I have no idea.
Who has access to the evidence room?
Yeah.
And the car yard.
And the article goes on basically to show 31 different cases where for example, one of the main things that happen are the vehicles and the cash will be seized and the drugs and everything, and then the cases will be dropped due to lack of evidence, but they keep the vehicles and the cash and everything like that.
Yep, believe it.
That made me sick to see all this crap I can't believe $1.75 million. How does that just disappear? That doesn't disappear.
Well, I think I saw a report recently that $3.3 trillion disappeared or $3.3 billion, something like that, disappeared at the federal level, and it's just gone. I mean, there's no way to trace it. There's no way to hold anybody accountable for it. And the police, the police protect themselves, so nobody's ever going to be punished. The only way this could ever come to a close is to end the war on drugs, to stop the police from confiscating people's private property in the first place. I mean, if the police just accuse you of a crime, just accuse you of a drug crime, that's enough. As you pointed out, they'll drop the charges and keep all the booty for themselves.
It's pretty unfair.
It's disgusting. And, Brett, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, as always. 1-800-259-9231.
I think the most outrageous circumstance here of confiscation, because of these confiscations they do, is the confiscation of people's property. They can confiscate a house if, for instance, there's drug dealing going on in that house. Well, what if the house isn't owned by the person who lives in it? Like, it's a renting situation. I've seen situations where they attempt to confiscate the house of a person who had nothing to do with selling drugs other than having renters who they aren't supposed to monitor according to the rules. I mean, the person's renting the house. You're not supposed to be able to... You can't even go in. You can't even just walk into your own house,
sure.
The house that you
own.
You've
got to give them notice. That's
yeah,
what
you've got to give them. Well, you know, you set it up in the lease.
Yeah.
What kind of notice you give them? But
that's appropriate. That's
it
fair.
Is absolutely.
But it's not fair what the cops are doing, of course.
And no, you're holding me responsible for what's going on in the house.
That's
but
ridiculous.
What are you going to
do? Sue the police? What are you going to do about it? You can't do anything unless you have unlimited funds from which to hire multiple lawyers and go after the cops.
Yeah.
You have to essentially give it up. You can't fight the police. The lawyers don't want to fight the police. The lawyers don't want to have blowback on the part of the police. They don't want the police pulling their wives and their children over. They don't want to be targeted by the police, especially the smaller the town is, the more likely it is, that the less likely it is you're going to be able to find somebody that wants to take on the cops.
This property confiscation thing is, it rewards them too heavily for enforcing drug laws.
They don't even have to enforce drug laws. They can just make stuff up. If they want your car, they can just make it up. They could just throw a piece of pot in the back of your, the back seat of your car and say, "Oh, look what we found. Looks like this nice BMW's ours now. Thanks, buddy. In fact, we'll let you stay in jail overnight, drop the charges the next morning, and see you in court."
I sold the Beamer.
By the way, what's more outrageous about this whole drug war is the fact that they're continuing the war on drugs, which is really a war on marijuana. Let's be honest. That's what
it
really,
really is.
They're continuing this war on drugs in the face of popular opposition. The numbers, the statistics on medical marijuana are stunning. Most Americans, a super majority of Americans, believes that people should be free to smoke marijuana for medicinal purposes.
And an amendment to, or not an amendment, but a law to enforce, or to allow states that have medical marijuana to be able to do it, has just failed again in Congress.
Even with more so-called conservative groups coming on the side of people like us that want to see the war on drugs come to an end, from Marijuana Policy Project, just this was printed a few days before the vote, pointing out that the Presbyterian Church of the USA has become the latest religious body to endorse legal access to medical marijuana for seriously ill patients. The resolution, passed by consensus in June this month, affirms, quote, "The use of cannabis sativa or marijuana for legitimate medical purposes is recommended by a physician, and urges federal legislation that allows for its use and that provides for the prosecution and distribution of the plant for those purposes." This is right from the Presbyterian Church, joining the United Methodist Church, Episcopal Church, United Church of Christ. I mean, there's five more churches here that have all come out and said, look, stop prosecuting sick people. Stop it. It's wrong, and that's what's really sick. These people need help. More on the way. You take control of the airways. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Tis the Thursday edition, and we're inside hour number one, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And as always, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have a partnership with Amazon. Now, we give you everything on our website for free. All those other talk shows want to charge you for it. All we ask that you do is you shop with us. You're going to do the shopping anyway. Most of you probably shopped at Amazon before. I mean, it is the world's largest internet retailer. And they do have over 30 categories of products. Everything from a grocery store to books to DVDs to furniture. I mean, it's all there. And anything that you buy when you enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com, anything you buy will get a percentage of. Simple. You do the shopping. Get your products delivered to your door, and you help Free Talk Live all at the same time. What could be better, really? Amazon.freetalklive.com. So, I don't know. This drug war situation, obviously, it's a pet issue of mine because so many people who've been close to me have been harmed by this war on drugs. People have spent time in jail. People have been harassed by the police. All of this is completely unnecessary. This is all some... All of this... is completely unnecessary. Regardless of what you think about drugs, you may think they're the scourge of the earth. You may think they're the scourge of society. And you still have no business telling people what they can and can't put in their body.
Besides that, another point of view on that is I'm not a big fan either of all these illicit drugs out there, but I do realize that it's the drug laws that run up the prices of things like heroin and cocaine and these other addictive substances like crank. I'm not sure even what I'm talking about at this point.
Yes.
Which drugs they are. But these, they run the prices up, and therefore you can't work at some low-level job and support your crank habit.
That's correct.
The only way to support that habit is to go out and commit crimes. Crimes against me. Crimes against innocent people. Property crimes. Violent crimes. All that stuff is, it's just... These laws have turned it into par for the course as far as these things go, and we don't. It doesn't have to be that way. For instance, just think about it for a second. There's lots of people in the world addicted to alcohol. Alcohol's a dangerous, addictive substance, and you never see anyone getting robbed for so the person can have money to get a six pack.
No, I mean even the homeless guys can afford their alcohol.
Right, they just come and panhandle for the money.
Panhandle all day. You get $3 together. Heck, you only need $2 now. Go to $2 together, go to Walmart, buy yourself a bottle of Walmart brand Listerine. You're good to go for the night.
There's alcohol in Listerine?
You didn't know that? You didn't know that bums love to drink Listerine because...
Keeps a minty breath?
Well, no. The reason why is because there's no... Oh, gosh, I don't think blue laws is the right word. Is blue laws the right... I've messed up on this before. The laws that prevent you from buying alcohol, say, on a Sunday or after 2 a.m. or something like that. There's usually in every county, there's a slightly different law. Some counties don't even allow alcohol sales at all. But you can bet in those counties where they don't allow alcohol sales at all or even on Sunday that they don't restrict the sale of Listerine.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, there absolutely is alcohol
What's
in
the proof?
That. Oh, I don't know. I think it's 20% or something like that. I don't know about that.
Be 40 proof.
I don't have the expertise there. But if you're a Listerine drinker and you can answer that question, 1-800-259-9231. So, I'm not even sure where I was going with that whole Listerine thing.
Listerine is 26.9% denatured alcohol.
So that's 15. What does that mean? What's the proof on that? Proof is double the percentage, right?
Right. So
that's 50 proof.
52, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, what? Vodka's 80 proof, 70 proof, something like that, right?
Vodka is 80 proof. It's 40% alcohol. So
for $2...
It's a great little liqueur, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, now, the Listerine version's pretty expensive. If you go and actually shell out for the Listerine, you're going to be paying $5 or $6 for a bottle. But Sam's Club version or Walmart version's less than $2 for a huge bottle. So, hey, go to town. Have yourself all the Listerine you want. They can afford their Listerine without knocking over a convenience store. You're absolutely right. And the same thing would apply if we were to legalize drugs. But nobody wants to talk about it. We have that councilman up in New York.
Apparently this denatured alcohol is not good for you.
Oh, it's definitely not something you should drink. So, but you will get drunk.
Is this kind of like drinking isopropyl?
I don't know. I'm not an expert on things that are alcoholic. But nonetheless, remember that story where the councilman in New York came out against the war on drugs? He had the courage to actually come out and
say... I don't remember this story, no.
It was a little story. We just mentioned it once. He actually had the courage to speak out publicly and say, this is it. This is it. We've had enough of arresting innocent people who've never harmed anyone else. Because that's what most drug users are. They're just people that want to do something besides drink alcohol at night. They don't hurt anybody else but themselves. And... so this guy had the courage to come out against it, and as a result, you know, he's essentially been trash-talked in the media, the chief of police coming out, trash-talking him.
I mean,
there's such a hatred towards people that want to even discuss this issue. People don't even want to talk about it, even though the opinion polls show clearly that Americans realize that medical marijuana needs to be legalized. And the states that have legalized it need to have the federal government, get out of their business. Because we're going to talk about restitution here in a moment, Mark. I know you have that email ready. When we're talking about restitution, we're talking about crimes where there's a victim. You can't who do you restitute when you've smoked a joint and get caught?
Nobody, really.
Who have you offended? Who have you harmed in that case?
The drug warriors?
The state.
Right.
That's who's prosecuting
you. Well, the state and the busybodies, too.
Right. Well, okay, maybe. But the state is the one prosecuting you because you violated one of their laws. You have not harmed somebody else. You did not hurt anybody. You smoked a joint or you snorted some cocaine or whatever. And that's it. That's where it ends. Why can't we just leave people alone? Why?
And why is it not an offense against the state to drink alcohol or smoke a cigarette when it is an offense to smoke a joint or snort a big old brawler?
Heck, as we found out last night, not only is it offensive to the state to smoke a joint, it's also offensive to the state to sell milk without a license.
The state is easily offended.
These people want to throw you in jail for anything they possibly can.
No, they don't want to throw you in jail. They want to keep your money.
Well, okay. They
fine you.
Well, throwing you in jail does get them more money as well via taxation, but it's just disgusting. And if you've got comments, 800-259-9231. Let's start this restitution thing out here, Mark, because you've got an email about this.
From Mike. Hey, I have two questions for you. One, sometime last week on the air, you and Ian discussed how restitution is the best way of punishing people who steal and vandalize other people's property.
No doubt.
I also think this is a great idea, but how would we enforce this? What if someone refuses to pay money or work for the person they've wronged? If they refuse to comply, would they eventually be sent to prison? It seems like one of the main points of restitution is to keep lots of people out of jail, yet still punish them. This is probably one of the main arguments I've heard against this form of punishment. And the answer to that is yes. If you didn't restitute somebody, you would go to jail, and then they would we would have restitution programs
in
jail.
Jails. Yeah. Right. And if you've still refused to, if you're in jail and you still said, I'm not doing anything, you can't force me to work, and you can't, but I'm not doing anything. Well, fine. You don't get to eat. Enjoy your starvation.
I really think that I can't eat for free on the out here on the streets. Why should they be able to eat for free in jail?
Right. So if it comes to the point where the jail has said to you, sorry, not going to get any food if you don't want to come and work the phone banks here and run customer service for this hotel or whatever. These are some of the things that they can do in jail.
Right.
And, okay, you can go ahead and sit in your cell there, and if you change your mind and decide you want to eat, you let us know and you can come to work.
When you get hungry, you'll work.
The only way around that for the prisoner would be to appeal to some sort of outside group, some sort of charity
mm-hmm.
that might pay for his meals.
I know that, in fact, the Salvation Army does little things for prisoners all the time.
Ooh, we have got a call. Michael Gannon in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Michael, we were talking about your case earlier tonight, and it's absolutely outrageous what the police have done to you. Just to recap, the police have charged you with, they've arrested and charged you with crimes for protecting your property with video cameras. You had videotapes of the police harassing you and your wife at your home. You tried to take the tapes down to the cops to essentially file a complaint, and then they arrested you. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Now, Michael, one of the things that I was thinking here is that it must be against the law to do the video recording of this individual, not to bring the tape down. Is that about right? It's the illegal part is the recording, right?
I guess so. What I was doing is recording my own property. See, I've had two home invasions, and the city has done nothing with these two burglaries. So
they don't care about that crap.
No, they don't, no.
they care about you harassing their officers, Michael, and that's really the issue here.
Exactly.
Now, you know, my question is basically it makes it illegal for anyone to have video cameras on their, to you know, surveil their property because somebody might come on their property who doesn't consent, and then you've broken the law.
Right.
It's crazy. It's a stupid, stupid law.
Yes, it is. I mean, come on. I mean, you put the cameras out there to protect your property, and then they're saying, if they don't have your consent, and it's posted on my property, that they are being monitored, audio and video.
Michael, I'd like to get a little bit more information from you on this. If you can be patient, we're going to hang on to you and bring you back in hour number two. So hang on. Michael Gannon from New Hampshire, he's been arrested, charged with crimes for running cameras on his own property. And from what I'm told, he's going to fight it. So we're going to talk more about that part of this, how far he's willing to fight this. Coming up, you take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.